The brain is the most complex organ in the human body. It produces our every thought, action, memory, feeling, and experience of the world. This jelly-like bath tissue, weighing around 1.4 kilograms, contains a staggering 100 billion nerve cells, or neurons, as we call them. The complexity of the connectivity between these cells is mind-boggling. Each neuron can make contact with thousands or even tens of thousands of others via tiny structures called synapses. Our brains form a million new connections for every second of our lives. The pattern and strength of those connections is constantly changing, and no two brains are alike. It is in these changing connections that memories are stored, habits are learned, and personalities are shaped, by reinforcing certain patterns of brain activity and losing others. While people often speak of their grey matter, the brain also contains white matter. The grey matter is the cell bodies of the neurons, while the white matter is the branching network of thread-like tendrils called dendrites and axons that spread out from the cell bodies to connect to other neurons. But the brain also has another, even more numerous type of cell, called glial cells. These outnumber neurons 10 times over. Once thought to be support cells, they are now known to amplify neural signals and to be as important as neurons in mental calculations. There are many different types of neuron, only one of which is unique to humans and the other great apes, the so-called spindle cells. Brain structure is shaped partly by genes, but largely by experience. Only relatively recently it was discovered that new brain cells are being born throughout our lives, a process called neurogenesis. The brain has bursts of growth and then periods of consolidation when excess connections are pruned. The most notable bursts are in the first 2 or 3 years of life, during puberty, and also a final burst in young adulthood. How a brain ages also depends on genes and lifestyle. Exercising the brain and giving it the right diet can be just as important as it is for the rest of the body. The neurons in our brains communicate in a variety of ways. Signals pass between them by the release and capture of neurotransmitter and neuromodulator chemicals, such as dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins. Some neurochemicals work in a synapse, passing specific messages from release sites to collection sites called receptors. Others also spread their influence more widely, like a radio signal, making whole brain mediums more or less sensitive. These neurochemicals are so important that deficiencies in them are linked to certain diseases. For example, a loss of dopamine will control movements and leads to Parkinson's disease. It can also increase susceptibility to addiction because it arouses our sensations of reward and pleasure. Similarly, a deficiency in serotonin, used by regions involved in emotion, can be linked to depression or mood disorders, and the loss of dopamine in the cerebral cortex is characteristic of Alzheimer's disease.